Wow, this is a special treat here. You mentioned food. He'll be in studio from Fox 32. It's Lou Kanellis. How you doing, buddy?
Lou.
I only came here because I knew David was coming with the Chicago Cut special.
Do you want to introduce the guy next to you?
Mr. Flom?
David Flom, the owner of Chicago Cut Steakhouse. How about a big round of applause for David, everybody? All yes! Right.
We love Dave.
David, how you doing, buddy?
Good. We're doing good.
He's the most popular guy in the studio right now. I mean, did you read the article in Cranes?
I did not. Tell me all about it.
Anyone that is a threat to Gibson's in this town is a big man.
Really?
That's true.
And they're putting a dent in the Gibson business.
Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Not that I believe everything I read, but I'm just telling you.
You're at LaSalle and right on the river.
We're at LaSalle right on the river. We've got a great patio overlooking the river, something really special in Chicago. We dry age and butcher all of our own meat, and we've got about a 800 bottle wine list for everyone to partake in.
I was going to bring that up. The wine list is on an iPad. Instead of bringing a menu, they bring an iPad over to your table.
Right.
Yes. How cool is that?
It's the coolest thing. I'm like, hey, can I check my email? He's like, nope. Sorry. That's just the wine list right here.
Yeah. Wow.
And we only caught you checking other things as well.
Right before you threw me out. All right, McMurray, we've had enough.
Oprah tweeted that she loved her meal there.
What?
Oprah tweeted about your restaurant?
So at 1 o'clock in the morning, after Oprah dined, she threw a tweet out there, and next thing you know, my phone blew up at 1 in the morning. My wife thought her house was on fire. And
oh, jeez.
Sure enough, it was just Oprah.
Man, that's pretty impressive.
Just Oprah.
So it's unbelievable. Absolutely.
Where did
fantastic.
She sit? I want to know, because I sat,
you want to sit there?
I sat at a table outside. Was I at Oprah's
table? Oh, you didn't
table?
Sit at table one?
Where is table one? I didn't even know that.
Table one is where Oprah sits. Come on. It's the last booth along the window
okay.
in the corner.
All right.
How many times has Oprah been there?
Oprah's been there once.
Okay.
And
she'll be back.
But some of the movers and shakers in this town are there consistently, like 3-4 times a week.
Well,
they're making it their second home, aren't they, Dave?
They are. I mean, it's great that we're so close to the Loop. It's very accessible for people to get there for breakfast or lunch, you know, come over doing business stuff. And then we're seeing a lot of people repeat back for dinner because it's a, you know, central location for everyone to get to.
And literally, you're close to the Loop because you're right next door to us.
Right.
And you're open breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Right. 7 days a week.
Do you go home?
No.
No, he doesn't. We just had that conversation off the air. I go, how do you do it? That's a perfect marriage. You never see your wife.
Oh, Pete.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's nice to say.
Wow. No, I didn't mean it. I love my wife, honey.
Then you say your wife comes in?
My wife comes in.
He puts her to work. What are you talking about?
She comes
pads
in and
works
lunch
for us, so it's great.
The only way Lou would come in today is if you brought breakfast, David. What did you bring him?
So we brought Lou some steak and eggs, just in case. My partner, Matt Moore, being Irish descent, we brought him some corned beef hash, just get Lou going. And then to throw a little Greek in him, we brought some jumbo lump crab Benedict as well.
Are you kidding me?
There goes the workout afterwards.
Yeah.
Jeez,
I'll cramp
up. Back to bed when you leave here.
Yes, I will. Because I just rolled out of bed.
Really sleepy.
Wow. David, I can't wait to come back.
Oh,
and I can't wait to get thrown out again. Yeah. And I met Matt. He's like, hey, McMurray, you're Irish. I go, no, I'm Lebanese. All right, you got to hit the bricks. Get out of here, buddy.
Is that why you got thrown out?
Yeah, that's why. Well, there was a few other things.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't get thrown out.